Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke. He created an atmosphere there where victims of sex workers didn't really seem to feel very safe coming forward. At least that's what I would garner, considering his own involvement in the industry. How detrimental is that to a community where these sort of things are going on, yet there's not the easy way to report or get help when you have something that is going terribly wrong? Obviously, it's already illegal, but then it's rife for far worse people to become involved into that area and abuse people.
Yeah, that was, you know, really shocking and rather horrifying, frankly. How do we help and support women who are already in a very disempowered position and very vulnerable when the police chief is involved in exploiting them in that way? It's really atrocious.
I mean, it really is. I mean, people like this don't live in a bubble either. There's obviously more Rex Huermans out there, not just in Long Island, but throughout the country. And if police won't listen to people like that, what does one do? As we saw in this case so far, particularly on the Hulu documentary that's out there that was put on by TMZ, where we saw someone who knew one of the women very well, identified the vehicle she went into, even recognized Huerman. And it was, in fact, the same type of vehicle that Huerman was known to drive, reported it, but no one took a listen. I imagine this happens in many places. What do people do when they have knowledge of crimes like this, but no one will seem to listen?
It seems like we need to have a whole cultural shift within law enforcement. And I know that, you know, we can say there are problems with law enforcement culture in many different ways, certainly in racial relations and certainly when it comes to this. And I don't know other than we need to change the people who are in power and revisit how do we interact with the more disempowered people in the community. And how do we keep them safe? You know, because if there had been a difference in the law enforcement culture in this community, some of these women might not be dead right now, and he might have been caught years sooner.
Obviously, I know you're not in law enforcement. Our audience knows that. But I'm curious to get your take on this. If you ever witness it happening, if you have witnessed it, what your thoughts are when you see local law enforcement that has a problem going on. There's larger forces that come in, the FBI saying, hey, we want to help you in these investigations. We have resources. we can take a load off, and when local officials push them away. We know that there's interdepartment politics and things of that nature where egos collide, but sometimes it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, as it did in this case, where the FBI is pushed out, their resources are pushed out, and the local chief just says, I'm going to handle it, but never seems to handle it. That seems like a red flag, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot that can be done about it when that happens.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. And we've seen that in so many of the, you know, awful cases where many people have been killed, the Golden State Killer in California. There were all these different, you know, local jurisdictions investigating the cases only in their community, but they were intentionally, in some cases, choosing not to share information with each other. So all the guy had to do was, you know, drive 10 miles over into the next community and commit more rapes and murders over there. And the dots were not being connected. And again, it's something that allowed him to get away with this for years. Mm-hmm. And we need to do a better job. And we certainly need to include the FBI. And everybody needs to get over their egos and work together.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.